This is my gift to you. I have been planning to write you for some time now, but only recently discovered your email address. I can't begin to tell you how much attending the New York Ashram's 47th anniversary of Bhagavan's Mahasamadhi in April meant to me. Thank you so much for your kindness and hospitality. We had fully expected and hoped to be able to be at the Nova Scotia celebration at the end of August and get to see you again as well. Unfortunately, it was not to be this year. It has been a very difficult time for me since we were at the New York Ashram in mid-April. 2 weeks after our visit, I discovered I had cancer. After various tests and a trial of antibiotics, I was scheduled for surgery at the end of May. However, the surgery had to be postponed. When I came down with a severe cold 2 days before the scheduled surgery, the surgery was finally accomplished on June 18th. I came through the surgery pretty well and went home the same night. I had to close my office for 3 weeks for the recovery. The biopsy showed that it was indeed cancer, a cancer fairly rare in my age group. I am 46. The most common age for this type of cancer is 15, 35 years old, and less than 1% of men get it. After the surgery, I was advised to undergo 3.5 weeks of radiation therapy, which raises the cure rate from 80% to virtually 100%. So I underwent the radiation therapy and finished on August 8th. Because the radiation is done over the abdominal and pelvic area, I got quite sick, nausea and diarrhea. It has taken me quite a long time to recover from the side effects of the radiation, and I am only now beginning to feel like I am on the mend. What really helped me get through all of this is my depth of faith in Maharishi. I must have read every book I have of his at least 3 times during this period. My meditation practice increased considerably as well. So I think there is definitely a silver lining to this cloud. Early on, before the surgery and a certain diagnosis, I had a dream /vision in which Bhagavan came to me briefly and, holding his hand over the cancer-infected area, said, "This is my gift to you." I felt elated and interpreted it to mean that the tumor would be cured and all would be well. After the surgery and diagnosis, I came to the conclusion that my original interpretation was incorrect, and in fact, the tumor itself was the gift. This experience has placed me even more firmly on the path. In truth, an invaluable gift. I do hope to be able to visit again in the not too distant future. I wanted to let you know that I really value my one visit, and it came at just the proper time in my life as well. Also, the Nova Scotia anniversary photo of Maharishi included with the last newsletter was a wonderful surprise. Devotee from New York. Thank you for writing. So many seekers write, visit or call here, and so few follow up with any personal contact. I honestly forgot who you were by name and only recalled your April visit when you mentioned it in the body of your email. Nothing could be more true than what Bhagavan said to you in your vision. Anything which awakens us to the frugality and impermanence of the human body is certainly a gift from God, and it seems this cannot be done better than by physical suffering. I am sure that most aspirants, including myself, found that they experienced the deepest insight into truth when they were the closest to death. I was very glad to read that your strength is returning. I am sure that now, after this profound experience, you will utilize that strength with greater intensity for the realization of the ever-present self, which Sri Bhagavan is for us. Editor.